Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dunami Therapy on December 29th of 2020. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And it's time to do our big end-of-the-year ranking of the stuff we watched today on New Year's Eve. We've taken the stuff we've watched, or at least the stuff we've watched enough of that it would be fair to sort of rank it. And just for the reference, I'm just going to rattle it off really quickly in order. We had Excel World, we had Assassination Classroom, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, episodes 111 to 136, Chihaya Furu, 13 to end of the season, Dr. Stone, episode 17 to the end of the season, Food Wars, 24 to end of season 2, Ghost in the Shell, Isekai Quartet, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Golden Wind, 8 to the end of it, Konosuba, Overlord, Paranoia Agent, ReZero, seasons 1 and 2, we split them up, they're ranked separately. Saga of Tanya the Evil, Shangri-La, Tales of the Abyss, and Yashahime. The ones with the episodes I just gave, in case, I guess, anyone wants to actually look back at, because they don't want to go through all the rigmarole of figuring out where we were at the start of the year, or where we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Then again, most people probably don't care, so I probably wasted everyone's time.
Okay.
All right, so what we're just going to be doing is starting at the bottom. We'll alternate, and we'll keep going until we reach the top.
That's right.
All right.
And so we start with number 19, right?
Yes.
Okay, in 19th place, I pick ReZero Season 2. There was nothing that I hated watching this year more than this ReZero. Well, it was supposed to be ReZero, but really was a different show. I just hated that entire arc about all these dreams that Subaru was having and tea parties with Echidna and all this stuff. So many of these things made absolutely no sense, and it totally changed what the show was about. It was like, okay, the show had a great first plot. It didn't just have one plot, it had tons of plots. And then it just spiraled down this second season into this thing where Subaru is dealing with all these things in his dreams and stuff. And Echidna keeps showing up and doesn't really do much, really. She just kind of just sits there and kind of like taunts him. And then we get more bizarre things like bunny rabbits attacking him, and it just felt more like, it felt to me as if the writers were saying, well, now we got you hooked, so now we're just going to do whatever we feel like. And this season was just dreadful, and hopefully it gets turned around. I mean, I like the idea, at least, of let's try to remember Rem, but I had a feeling things were going downhill starting in the first episode of season two, because they decided to make Cruz lose her memories, and she was like probably one of the best characters of the first season. So by taking her out of the equation, it meant that now Subaru and Amelia had to carry the show the rest of the way, and neither of them are very good characters. And because you got rid of Rem and you got rid of Truce, who were probably the two best characters. So, this season was just really disappointing, and I don't know. I loved the first season, which makes it sad that I saw it go downhill so much. So, yeah, 19th place, last place is ReZero Season 2. At least it does have a chance of redeeming itself, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
Well, that one took me by surprise. All right. So, my next one, however, probably won't take you by surprise. In fact, I'd actually say, I want to preface this by saying this was actually a really good year. I had my list. Some of the lower ones I've got are things that would have been in the middle of the pack last year. Even the show I'm about to list, my lowest one, looking back at what I did in previous years, I think I would actually put this ahead of all the previous shows that I put in last place. Mm-hmm. But still, this was this was a pretty good year. Unfortunately, this was really the show I would say I disliked the most, and that would be number 19, Overlord. Basically, the obvious comparison point to this is That Time I Got Reincarnated by a Slime. They're both about a guy who gets transported to this alternate world where things are, you know, they're both isekai with RPG stuff. They're both about people who just kind of came in and all, now they're all super powerful and they basically are leaders of places. But That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, which I really liked at first, really soured on me as it went along because the character is just too powerful and such, which made things not that interesting. Overlord is what would happen if you took That Time I Got Reincarnated by the Slime, took away the stuff I did like, and made the stuff I didn't like worse. I mean, you thought Rimuru was overpowered? He's got nothing on Aynes. at least Rimuru like had to, you know, sometime to, I can't remember her name, that girl like with the pink hair who was super strong, he had to actually basically outwit her by, well, essentially bribing her with sugar, but he couldn't, he wasn't able to just overpower them. Even when you did beat the strongest, I can't remember the name, the guy who had the fire powers, but since he's a slime and has like water, it makes him give a crazy type advantage and let him win. I'm like, even there, it's like, okay, that was a specific situation that let you win. You just look at all that, and then here in Overlord, there's just none of that. And the characters I didn't find quite as interesting. It's really, this show made my opinion of That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime go up a bit.
Which is getting a second season, I hear.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's coming out, but I share a lot of your views about Overlord, but I do have it, well, I don't have it 19th, but Overlord. Well, I'll get to whenever I get the mind thing. I don't know how we're doing this.
We're just swapping back. I listed and we can talk about, you listed, we can talk about, then it goes back to me, except I reversed the order because you actually started, but it was like that.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's basically my thoughts on Overlord. And like I said, even though I would say this is the only show that I say I actually really disliked, it's still, there is still some decent stuff in it, just kind of indicating how good this year was for the stuff we watched. I don't know if maybe there's just, we picked better stuff, or if Toonami showed better stuff, or if we were just smart enough to bail on the bad stuff quickly.
Yeah. So, really, for me, ReZero Series Season 2 is the only show that I actually hated. So all the other shows I liked in some way or another, even if I didn't like them as much. So so like in the past, it's been kind of like five shows I hated and then five shows I disliked. Well, it's not like that this year. this year, they're just the one show that I hated. And then there's shows with flaws, but not terrible. So number 18 for me is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I enjoyed the end of the arc where they're fighting the boss whose name escapes me, but
Diavolo.
Okay. Some reason I thought it was Doppio, but
oh no, Doppio, that was the name of his alter ego.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I yeah, this show got better as it went along and had a pretty interesting finish with the whole, you know, brain swap thing straight out of the Mario Choose Your Adventure books. And, you know, it had a pretty cool final battle and stuff. There were some problems late in the season, but they weren't terrible. I just think JoJo took too long to get started for me to give it a higher rating, because for much of the season I was bored, and then that final boss battle was really good. So if it had been like the boss battle the whole season, it probably would have been middle of the pack or so, just because there's so many good stuff I have on here. But it just took so long for me to, and the other thing is, like, I didn't really start really liking the characters until they were dying off, and I was like, okay, well, you needed to get me more on board with Narancia and that other guy before they died. So again, this, I did not hate this show. I didn't even dislike it, but it took too long. So JoJo's my 18th show.
All right. 18th. 18th place. So see, here, like I said, I'm just feeling bad with some of these shows I'm putting so low, because but for number 18 for me, it would be, well, this is one of those cases where I think a weak ending was what really brought this down. It was, and that would be Tales of the Abyss, which had some good stuff throughout it, but the ending is, I found, really underwhelming, with, especially with, you know, not really, like, he's back, okay, but how? Like, is it him or anyone else? It feel like a lot of, from what I've understood, a bunch of the stuff from the game kind of seemed like it got skipped over or cut out, and that hurt things. So, I don't know. It just was not a show that, looking back, I really feel like I could necessarily recommend. A lot of that just because, I could recommend it. I just would give it with some reservations. But ultimately, the problem I had was, I don't know, it just kind of felt like, I feel like I'm trying to say things, and I'm thinking, I wish I could just cut and paste what I had to say about it when we finished watching it.
Yeah, weak endings sometimes can ruin a show, and good endings can save us. So I see your point there. So are we moving on to number 17?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, number 17 is Assassination Classroom, and I have it this low because, yeah, there's a lot of things that annoy me about it. It can be funny at times. It can definitely be funny. But unfortunately, the overarching plot of the series it's just too ridiculous. Like, I mean, I know there's other stuff that's really ridiculous, but it's like, it's not just ridiculous. It's that the characters don't even buy into it. Like, you know, like that time I got reincarnated as a slime, that's totally ridiculous that someone would get reincarnated as a slime, but at least like the other characters behave as if that actually happened. Whereas in Assassination Classroom, you've got someone who says they're going to destroy the world and everyone loves the guy because he's a good teacher. Now, how does that make any sense? So, yes, it has its funny moments at times, but it is not plausible enough. Like, even in context, it isn't plausible. So, yeah, I don't hate the show. I just think they really need to fix things with this whole, we got to kill our teacher, but we love him because he's such a good teacher. That it doesn't work for me. So that's why I've got it this low. But again, it wasn't bad.
Okay. All right. So next up is 17 for me. This is, well, okay, won't get to an intro. I'll just say 17, Excel World. This is one where it would have been a little higher, but then I remembered how mediocre I thought the movie was, and that dropped it down. In terms of the show itself, it was okay. It had some fun stuff. I do think it's another case where, because you remember the later stuff the most, I remember how all the stuff with Jerk Kid, I'm still not, that's just what I'm going to always call him. I'll never bother to learn his name. I didn't really, I found I was not that interested in a lot of it. Well, no, I guess the stuff with main character losing the wings and having to, like, you know, fight without it, that was okay, but the rest of it I didn't really care for, and that kind of made me a bit less interested in the show. But I mean, there is still some fun stuff in it. I mean, I'd definitely be much more down for another season of this than Sword Art Online. They're by the same author, if you forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. The problem is these shows that I'm just like, I thought they were okay, but not great, are the ones that I don't have that much to say about.
Yeah.
But really, it was the movie. That is why it is this. It would be at least a little higher if not for the movie, which half of it was a clip show, and the other half of it wasn't that interesting of a plot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 16, Attack on Titan. So Attack on Titan, you know, I was going to say I had a love-hate relationship with it, but it's mainly just been hate. But this past season was probably one of the better parts of the show. Because I didn't like the first season. I didn't like the second half of the second season. I didn't like the first half of the third season. So this is one of the few parts of Attack on Titan I liked. But it was still Attack on Titan, and you still had the stupid stuff that I've hated the whole time. Like Mikasa, everything about her is stupid. She just seems, I don't even know why she's part of the show. I mean, I just think the show would be so much better off if she was killed off. And let's see, Attack on Titan, I did like, probably my favorite thing was how they decided to save Armin, because I thought Armin was a pretty good. I've always liked Armin. So that was a good move there. And keeping him instead of Ervin was a good idea. I mean, I wish if it was my pick, I would have killed off Levi instead of Ervin. But I don't have that power. So unfortunately, we're stuck with Levi. But yeah, Attack on Titan, again, not bad. I'm never going to really like this show, but it's better than it has been in the past. And the funny thing is, if we probably go back to previous years, it's probably lower on the list than it was in the past times. I'm not sure, but it had more competition this year. So Attack on Titan, number 16.
Okay, so for me, 16, this is what I would actually probably say. Well, for you, your biggest disappointment was obviously season 2 of ReZero. For me, my biggest disappointment would be number 16, Yashahime. I don't know. I was actually really excited to see a follow-up for Inuyasha. You could see, I was thinking, oh man, sure, obviously the focus will be on the kids of the main characters, but we'll get to see what they're up to. There, we'll get to see more of them. It'll be fun to have, to hang around these characters again, except for the fact that they only showed up in the first episode and have been absent ever since. And then what we have gotten has been mostly just kind of one-off, enemies and such. I mean, the characters are still kind of likable, and if when the series actually gets into involving the older characters, I mean, it'll probably be more interesting to me. I mean, I do expect that this that I will by the end of the series probably like this more, but for now I have to put it this low, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That brings us to number 15. So number 15 for me is Dr. Stone. The interesting thing about this is that I can't really remember it because it's a long time ago, but I do remember that it was getting better and better and better as the show went along. So I felt like this was a rare show that went out doing well as opposed to going out with a whimper. So this one was like, it was like, okay, I'm ready to see the next season. If they have a next season, I will be, you know, on board and watching it. So, yeah, I think if we have this, if Dr. Stone, I don't know when it's next season or anything like that, but I think it's going to grow and get better, because it definitely did in the first, at the end of that first season.
So I just looked it up. The next season of Dr. Stone is premiering in 2 weeks.
Mm.
Not on Toonami. This is the Japanese one. I don't know if it'll be back on Toonami. Probably it will, but
yeah.
But yeah, so the anime, the series itself is coming next season. Yeah, that was earlier than I thought. I knew it was coming. I just didn't know it was there. Let me okay, so actually, come to think of it, I want to double check what we had on okay, in case you were wondering, that time I got reincarnated as a slime is coming up on in like the same, at about the same time. Everything is starting in January. We've got another season of Slime, Dr. Stone, ReZero, Attack on Titan already started, but it'll be premiering on Toonami next week. Mm-hmm. Next year, it's, I think, 2 weeks from now that it starts.
Yeah, I think that it all has to do with the virus and how everything got shut down for, we were going to flatten the curve by staying at home for a couple weeks, and then that turned into 9 months. So I think that's what caused everything to come out at the same time. So, that's like, usually you think of American television, everything starts in September, and now you got a bunch of stuff starting in January. So,
Okay. All right. So then it's up for mine, 15. This would be Shangri-La. I liked the show. It's just, I thought for too many parts of it, the pacing was slow. I feel this was a series where if you had not even necessarily cut it down so much as, I guess, redistribute it. So some of the parts that went too slow could be a bit faster, and some of the things that I was confused by were better explained, which was another thing. I'm still confused about some of the stuff. It would probably make sense on a rewatch, but I'm still kind of confused about some of the backstory stuff about, when they found the stuff and then there was a monster and it possessed people and all that kind of stuff. It was still good. It was still enjoyable, but the uneven pacing for me was a big blow to it.
Okay. So that's your number 15.
Yeah, and I always am perpetually feeling so bad about some of these shows being so low. This would have been mid-pack last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 14 is Ghost in the Cell. I feel like I may have rated this too high, because there's not really much good I can say about it. In fact, I've liked it like less almost every week until maybe the last 2 weeks. But, Ghost in the Cell has its moments. So it's down here in this section of 7 or 8. So I have like about 7 or 8 shows that, I have problems with. This is one of them. But it, how can I put it? It can be boring at times, but it's never really bad. So, If I have any problem with it, it's just sometimes I get bored with it. And, that's my 14th.
Okay. My 14th would be Chihaya Furu. I enjoy the characters a lot. The problem is I usually, in terms of the plot and the games and such, it just doesn't do it that much for me. And it's also the fact that you always have the trouble with the sports series of how much you focus on the game. And the problem is the game itself isn't really all that interesting to watch, and it does put a lot of focus on that. Not necessarily. To be fair, it probably could have done. It could do more, which would be worse. So it focuses on things other than just like the gameplay itself. But that, and I guess the sort of tournaments, that stuff hasn't really done it for me. But I do really like the characters for the most part. So yeah.
Okay, number 13. That is Overlord. I like the show for the most part. I thought some of the stuff was a little, he was just a little too overpowered, and but I thought it was pretty interesting. The one thing I did not like about Overlord really was Albedo and like how ridiculous they made her. It's like, I know that was how she was programmed, but the writers still wrote her that way. So that was just, I don't know. It feels like something like that wouldn't fly. I'm almost like, that wouldn't fly today, except it was made recently. And I'm like, okay, that would not fly in America today. So, yeah, but there are some good things about this show. So, it's like one of these seven or eight shows that I have problems with, but this is one that I like more than some of the others below it. So yeah, 13 Overlord.
Okay. I'm suddenly wondering, when did the anime air? The anime, okay, the first season, it started in 2015. Okay, so you've got, that's 13. For me, 13 would be Food Wars. It was just a show that was enjoyable and I liked it, but it wasn't ever a series that I was like, you know, how do I say it wasn't something I was always like really excited about. It was just, you know, hey, Food Wars, that'll be fun to watch. Okay, that was kind of fun to watch, and that was kind of my reaction to a bunch of it. It's possible part of the problem was that it had been so long since I saw it that I'm not remembering things. I do remember there were some parts where I was kind of a little bored, but yeah, it was a good show, just not good enough to be higher than this.
Okay. Yeah, that moves us to number 12. This is really the last show I have any problems with. Saga of Tanya the Evil is my 12th pick. I thought it had a great concept to it. I thought some of the things were really funny about it. But it also was a lot of just war, 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 war. And if I'm going to watch war, I'll just watch my friends play Call of Duty online. You know, I mean, that's more entertaining. But it did have some really funny things and stuff. The movie didn't help or hurt the cause at all. I just kind of felt like it's a good concept. There's some good things about it, but it needs to spend more time on this friction between Tanya and being X than it does on the battlefield, because no one wants to see Germany take over Europe. I don't think even people in Japan want to see that. So please show us something different, and hopefully we can finally figure out who this being X is, because that would be a whole lot more interesting to watch.
Well, for me, number 12, Saga of Tanya the Evil. Yeah, so Well, I agree with a lot of what you said. Although for me, ironically, the movie, I really liked the movie. The movie actually bumped it up for me. It just had a lot of stuff that I enjoyed, whereas the show itself had a bit... It had too much stuff with Tanya being kind of unstoppable. I mean, to be fair, the movie also kind of had that, but I think it was done better in the way the movie did it. But yes, you kind of covered it, and you just said it, so I don't really have too much else to add.
That's probably the only time we're going to agree tonight. So or even come close to agreeing. So
yeah, I'm surprised by we're actually deviating quite a bit on some of these. But yeah. Oh yeah, one thing I always really want to mention how good I thought the opening theme was, and the credits theme. They were both really good.
Yeah, speaking of good opening themes, that is the reason this show is as high as it is at number 11. We Can Catch the Game. It is Black Clover. And yeah, that song, definitely the best song of anything I saw for the first time this year. Shangri-La's opening song is better, but I had already seen that before. So, yeah, Black Clover, that opening song, just amazing. And, yeah, I kind of wish that I never dropped it, but, nothing I can do about that now. Yeah, Black Clover, definitely a lot better than what I thought it was back when I first started watching it. I do wish that some of the other members of the Black Bulls got some more attention, more than just Asta, Noel, and Charmy. And sometimes the boss, like there's a couple other guys in there who need some more time. So that would be nice if they got it. But overall, I just want to see more Black Clover because it's a series that has grown on me a lot as it's gone along. And hopefully we get some more of that soon. So, yeah, that's my pick for number 11.
I think it's funny you say it's better than you thought it was at first. No, at the start, I think it's exactly what you thought it was, because the beginning wasn't very good, at least for the anime. Once they realized, hey, you know how Black Clover is a series that a lot of people say, well, there's flaws to it, but at least it's always fast-paced and doesn't get bogged down. Maybe it's not such a good idea to pad out each chapter to be a full episode. And, you know, maybe have it be a bit faster like the manga is. Once they started doing that, the series, the anime got a lot more interesting.
Mm-hmm. What's your number 11?
Yeah, okay, on to 11. Ghost in the Shell. For me... Ghost in the Shell, it had this was one that had a pretty good start, and then as it kind of went along, my opinion of it dropped this season. The episode before the most recent one was pretty good and helped redeem it, but then the episode after that decided to take all that cool stuff it built up and then spend most of the episode on a character I didn't even know existed. But apparently is a critical member of the team. That was, so yeah, this is definitely, it is a bit of a problem to have for something like this, where we're mid halfway through the season. We haven't seen the whole thing. So there's always a good chance the next season, the second half, will pick things up and I'll be more interested in it. Yeah, kind of like the first season did, now that I think about it. But because of some of the weaknesses, especially, of course, that episode where just half of it was just narration practically, that drops it down a bit to here.
Okay, so we are now into the top 10. Top 10, and number 10 is Isekai Quartet. Some very funny things about Isekai Quartet, definitely. Aside from maybe when they tried introducing that fifth anime, and that didn't really work too well. But other than that, yeah, it's just very funny. I mean, there's not much to say about it, because all it is supposed to be a quick humor thing. So it's not like I can really expound on it. But yeah, Isekai Quartet, funny, enjoyable, number 10.
Okay, 10 for me is Assassination Classroom. This is a series I enjoyed more than you did, definitely. But it is one that, this is one of those series where, of course, I read the manga. It was a while ago I read it, so I've forgotten a bunch, and I didn't read the whole thing. But I remember really liking it, and then it's the anime, and I still like it, but I don't like it as much. I think it's a matter of when I read through the manga, I did, like, I kind of read a bunch of it. So but then when you get to the anime, it means that you have to sit and, like, it's basically this. There's, like, some weaker parts to it. When you're just reading it, you're like, you just get through that chapter, and then you just move on to the next, and, you know, it doesn't take that long to read them, and then you just move on to the next one, and the weakness is kind of forgotten about. But with an anime, you get that, and then you spend half an hour watching that sort of weaker element, and that makes it stick more in your mind, so you're not as so you don't like it quite as much. I do have some definite hopes that I'm going to be enjoying it more in the second part of this first season, because I remember it does kind of start on a bit more of a story arc soon. I still did enjoy it, found some stuff funny, but there were enough kind of episodes that I was just kind of meh on that it dropped, that it caused it to be here.
Okay. Number 9, Chihaya Furu. I was recommended this anime by someone whenever I asked for sports recommendations, and I guess everyone considers this a sports anime. And I guess it's in the same genre, although I wouldn't ever call it a sport. Opening theme song is excellent. The characters are great. My biggest complaint is that there's too much time spent on the game, and the game is, well, it's there's not much more to the game than one person slapped faster than the other person. I mean, there's really not much there that you can you know, turn into episodes. But anytime you had stuff with the interaction between the characters, it was great. And certainly the main character is very likable. So, yeah, Chihaya Furu makes it up to number 9.
All right, number 9 for me. This was an interesting one to put here, because in terms of enjoyment, there's this is above some show. There are shows that I would say I enjoyed more that are below this. But this ends up above them for the simple fact that even if there were some episodes of this, especially towards the end, the last one or two that I didn't necessarily, that I found a little boring, some stuff was confusing. This was a show that you always wanted to, that it was always interesting to see just how insane it would get. And there's not anything else quite like it. Paranoia Agent. This is definitely one of the weirdest shows I've ever seen. And it's not just that it's weird. It's that it's consistently weird in different ways. It's kind of, some of the episodes are actually really funny. Some of them are more boring, in terms of like pacing and such. I can, you know, criticize some things, but it was just so off the wall, so really unique. And it never is some series that just go for this sort of very high art thing, just cross the border into being just boring and inscrutable and tedious. And while there was still a little of that here, it wasn't that much. So because of just how unique it was, I am putting it here.
Yeah. I'll get to that. Hold on a second. Okay. Number eight. Yasuhime. I have been praising this show a lot early on in its run. I was very happy about it. I was really thinking this was like the best thing in years, but then it never really moved the plot. Like the first few episodes were outstanding, and then kind of just stopped there and said, okay, now we're just going to have random adventures with the new characters. Finally, we saw two of the old characters this past week, finally, after all that. And but it still wasn't really explained too much what the heck was going on with them. So that was really weird. Yasuhime should have been in the top three or so. But unfortunately, the fact that it just hasn't gone anywhere has made me drop it a bit to this number eight slot.
All right. Number eight for me. Well, this one is ReZero Season 2. This is a... I liked it a lot more than you did. It was still a definite drop down from the first season. And I feel almost a little bad, you know, because even more than... I mentioned this for Ghost in the Shell, but it seems to apply even more here. This story isn't really done this season. We just had to get it cut in the middle because of coronavirus. I actually looked back and... I was thinking, okay, if the first season had been cut at this point, where would it be? What episode? And I looked back and said, oh, this would have been the episode where Subaru tried to basically be Amelia's knight and got totally humiliated. And I was like, oh, well, if it had only been up until that point I had watched it, if I had only watched that much when putting ReZero on this list, it would have definitely been quite a bit lower. It was the second half of that season, looking back, that really I liked the show before, but it was the second half that really got me into it. So it could be the case here. It could just be a matter of we just got to get to the second part for it to be good. But ultimately, I can only judge it by what I actually did see, not what it could be. For all I know, it'll be a terrible conclusion, and it would drop ReZero Season 2 all the way to the bottom if that had... if I were to rank it after seeing all of it. And based on what I did see, there were some cool reveals, but there were also a lot of pacing issues and such. But I still did enjoy it reasonably, just not nearly as much as the first season.
Okay. Number 7, Paranoia Agent. And, Paranoia Agent, lots of people really love this show. I think it had, like many of the shows, an outstanding opening theme song. And the conclusion to it really made most of the season worthwhile, because it was like, okay, now we know like why everything happened and stuff. So it was a good conclusion. I just wish I'd known what to expect going into it, because not knowing what to expect made this very awkward. So, yeah, everyone said you're not ready when they talked about this show. So, I wasn't ready. And I don't think you were ready either. And this was just a very interesting show, and I think it deserves a high rating. So I'm giving it number 7.
Okay. For me, 7. This would be Paranoia Agent. I wanted to clarify, because I kind of criticized the ending. I think my main, what I wanted to clarify more was that it did wrap things up well. It just, I felt that some parts of it didn't really seem to quite fit in with some of the earlier stuff, and some of the stuff, like, while it was fun to watch the whole episode with the animation studio, just leaves me still confused as to why Lil Slugger was doing that based on what we have learned and did learn about him. So that was what I was kind of trying to say there. I did still, as an ending, there were definitely good things there. Hiro was trying to clarify that I wasn't being as critical as it sounded, and in doing so, I think I might have come across as more critical by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number 7. That for me would be Black Clover. Like you, I did keep on with it a little more, but it was late at night, so I kind of stopped watching it regularly, but then we got back in to it, and this was pretty good. The interesting thing is that when I read a bunch of the stuff we watched this year in the manga, I wasn't that into it. So it's making me think whether it's almost a reverse Assassination Classroom. We're watching it in the anime, at least, you know, when the pacing is good, unlike the earliest episodes where everything was padded, it actually works better. It makes me wonder, well, some of the stuff in the manga recently I wasn't that big on when reading it, but maybe it'll be more interesting if I see it in the anime. I did enjoy it. I agree that We Can Kiss the King was indeed a kind of fun theme song, or however it went. Japanese trying to sing English is sometimes just funny to hear. To be fair, I'm sure if I were trying to sing some other languages, I'd sound just as garbled. But yeah, it was enjoyable. We did get to see some pretty cool stuff here. It makes me wish that we had, in fact, kind of kept up with it. If we had kept it up a bit longer. Looking back, the part where we kind of decided, well, this isn't that interesting, let's stop. I remember that I looked back and I was like, oh no, things actually got a little, quite a bit more interesting right after this. Like that's when they introduced like one of the main antagonists of the series.
Mm-hmm.
But so yes, it was, an enjoyable, series. I liked it. This actually would have been higher if not for the fact that towards the end of the year, and unfortunately we're gonna get a bunch more of it when it comes back, we descended into some not so great filler.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Number six already. Excel World. I really liked this at the beginning. Excel World was one of my favorites, definitely. And then as it went along, it was still good, but that whole arc at the end with the jerk and all that weird stuff, that kind of took away from what had been a really good start. I really liked the plot line of the main character, Haruyuki, being, you know, fat and bullied by everyone, and then becoming, you know, actually useful and actually liked by I almost called her Chihaya Furu. Kuroyuki Hime. That last part at the end wasn't too good. The movie wasn't too good. But, it's still one of my favorite things of the year. And it just missed out on being part of the top five. In fact, it probably was up there in like the top three. And then I kept on moving it down. So, it's number six. So there you have it. And yeah.
Number six for me is going to be Isekai Quartet. It was just a fun comedy, series. A fun comedy series. I mean, what else am I supposed to say? The first season was better than the second, I think. In fact, I'd actually say the start was better than the second part of season two. It did kind of get less interesting as it went along. I think the biggest problem is I wish they had done a little more with sort of having characters from different series interact and really more comparing of their worlds and stuff. But I don't know. I guess they just wanted to be more of a silly comedy series. But I still think you could have done that stuff and be funny. But on the whole, it was just a fairly fun show. I liked what I saw someone post about it. They were kind of talking about, you know, how the characters were a little less sort of exaggerated. And they just said, like, Subaru is more sane. Tanya is less insane. Aynes is role-playing himself less. Kazuma is unmodified. All right. Okay. That's all I really have to say.
Good. Okay. So that means we have two top fives in common with each other. And one of those is my number five pick, which is ReZero Season 1. This would have been probably number one back in 2016, but I think I've soured on ReZero totally thanks to the awful second season. And it just has made me not really care about it anymore, whereas I love this show. I had plans in writing a fanfic about this show. I mean, I was like really into it back in 2016, I love that whole queen selection that plot there. I thought that was great. I just thought just keep on going the way it's going, and this is going to be an all-time great. And we know where it is now, but I have to give it number 5 because it deserves credit, even if I don't think highly of the franchise anymore.
Okay, number 5 for me is Konosuba. It's a fun show. It's a funny show. The characters are fun. I kind of feel like over time I've grown. It's kind of weird because even though season 1 was definitely worse in this department than season 2, I feel like this is the frequency of like the sort of like the sex jokes and stuff as kind of I feel like that just not just in Konosuba but in general I've kind of grown a bit more disliking of that sort of thing in general. And season 2 is definitely definitely better than season 1 in that. There aren't any episodes that I, you know, looked at and was just like, I feel uncomfortable watching this. But that's the main problem. That is probably one of the, I'm saying all that only because the rest of the show is pretty good. There's a lot of funny jokes. The characters are memorable and fun. And, yeah, it's a shame we never got around to watching the movie this year because we were waiting for the dub and it's still not out. I don't think it would make much of a difference. I would say it has about the same quality as the show. It was just a fun show and despite some of the issues I have with it, the good parts of it are so strong that it pops up here.
Okay. Number 4. Now we've come to the point where we've reached all the stuff I love and have no complaints about. So number 4 is Food Wars. Food Wars, number 4. And I just want to marry into the Nakari family because I think that would just be an amazing family. I mean, every character who's a Nakari is just a classic. There's this amazing characters, and we got this. I don't even remember where we started watching or where we left off, but I just know that.
If I remember correctly, we were about the start of the sort of tournament thing they were doing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't have any complaints with this. So it is. I just want them to hurry up and put it back on Toonami so we can watch the third season. And yeah, I guess it has what, 5 seasons and the 5th finished like in Japan like a couple months ago or so. So I assume they'll put this back on Toonami eventually. So So number 4 is Food Wars. That's what I got there.
Yep, I checked 5 seasons. I was wondering if maybe there were 6, but it's 5. Although I've seen everyone say that the last season is pretty bad. But hey, we've got 3. We've got 2 more seasons to go before we get to that point. So, So that was we're on. That was number 4. Okay, number 4 for me is Dr. Stone. This was a series where So when I try to make these rankings, when I have trouble thinking about where to put a series, I always try to think of myself, okay, how interested am I in watching more new episodes of this? Now, obviously, I have to qualify that mentally in some ways. For example, if I've seen more episodes or I know what happens, I have to say, okay, I have to imagine, what if it was, like, you know, if it's better or worse, I have to imagine, okay, what if it was this same quality? How interested would I be? As well as the fact of some shows are actually over, and I have to imagine, well, you know, like with Shangri-La, it's like, well, what are you going to do with the show? It's over. Is there really something to do for a second season? I guess you could have aliens from outer space show up, because you can always get a new season out of that. but that made me suddenly realize this is actually a show that I would be interested in seeing more of, definitely, especially because it had been so long since I watched it. I just picked a random episode and watched it to try to refamiliarize myself. I'm like, oh yeah, this was pretty good. So that's how it ended up here. It's just a fun show. I feel like I should make sure to collect all, I should go out and buy all the physical manga volumes, so that if civilization completely collapses, I would have a how-to guide on how to get things back.
It might be too late for that.
There's actually a book. It's called The Knowledge, How to Rebuild the World from Scratch. It's a book that, like, is supposed to give, like, if, like, all electricity gets destroyed or something happens, how you can, from the lowest levels, manage to rebuild society and stuff. I've wondered if that, you know, I've always wondered.
I almost want that book.
Yeah, like it would, I haven't read it, but apparently it's basically the same sort of stuff in Dr. Stone. It's saying, okay, this is how you get this stuff together. This is how you'd be able to remake magnets and that kind of stuff from understanding. I kind of wonder if Dr. Stone was inspired by it. I don't know if the author ever answered that question, but yeah.
Oh, okay. We on to the next one?
We're on to number three.
Number three. Okay. I say bring on the sex jokes, because Kotosuba is number three. And we're still having a spoiler to my fanfic, Darkness is Best Girl. So, yeah, Megumin was eliminated very early on, and it's just been Aqua and Darkness battling it out. So, yeah, Darkness is definitely the best girl, and there is no doubt that she's the best character in this show. Although Kazuma is pretty funny himself, there's nothing bad to say about Konosuba at all. Except, no, there is one bad thing to say. The bad thing to say is that everyone thinks Mayumin is the best girl, and they are clearly perverted in thinking that. And it is clearly Darkness, then Aqua, then Wiz, then Eris, then some other people, and then Mayumin. That is the best girl order in Konosuba, which is number three.
You know, if for nothing else, I want more Konosuba, just because there's that character ranking thing, and this character named Iris was like super popular, except he hasn't even shown up in the show yet. She shows up later in the story, and I'm like, I want to know who this character is so I can see how popular she is. I mean, why she's popular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had that. Number three, this was another series where originally I was having it lower, and then I stopped and think, well, wait, this would be a series I really do want to see more of. Not necessarily, you know, of this these characters, but another season. That's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Golden Wind. I just stopped and realized, yeah, of all these things, one of the things I would be most excited about would be seeing the next part of JoJo, even if I, which I've heard is better than this one, but even if it was the exact same quality, I'd still be eager for it. I just really like JoJo. It's a fun show. It was not without some flaws, some of which you pointed out, although some most of those didn't bother me as much. It was just fun. It was enjoyable. I liked the fights, and this was one of the only shows where there weren't too many shows where this happened, where we watched it and I was like, okay, I gotta know what happens in the next episode. I'm not gonna wait a week for Toonami to show it. So I just ran over and watched the thing just so I could see it. There was only that and another show that really had that effect of me just having to get to the next one to see, which was another factor in it being as high as it was.
Okay. Okay, so we're at the point where you figure out what number one is based on what number two is. So for me, number two. Sorry about that. Having a lifesaver there. Number two is Tales of the Abyss. I love the characters in this show, especially Anis/Ani/whatever way you're supposed to pronounce her name. I don't know. I always loved her, but she was going to be my favorite character, and Tyr ended up beating her out for that. Although we never really got the conclusion I was hoping for between Tyr and Luke. And yeah, that ending was pretty rough. But overall, this was a show that I was interested in seeing every week. It again had another great theme song, which is like, I can't believe how many of these shows I really love their songs.
But why did that person turn into Tyr?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Brings the theme song down for you, doesn't it?
No, because I just listen to it. So I don't watch it, I just listen to it. And I just think this is probably one of those video games that I would end up getting really frustrated with if I play it. So I have the game and I almost don't want to play it because of what happened to me with Final Fantasy X. If you don't know that story, basically I played the whole game, but forgot to level up the main character enough so that whenever I got down to the final big bosses, I was screwed. And there was no going back, because if I had to go backward, I had to go through these really tough enemies that were really tough. So if you can't beat the big bad, you can't beat these enemies, you can't get back into the game where you can start grinding. So you're pretty much stuck. And that's where I was in Final Fantasy X. I was screwed and I just had to give it up. So I'll never find out what happened at the end of that. And in any case, Tales of the Abyss, we'll see if I ever end up playing it. I'm too afraid of something like that happening, maybe, to play it. But I love pretty much every character in this show, which, you know, is always a good sign whenever I can't think of any character who I dislike. Well, like, I mean, it's okay to hate an enemy, but, like, I don't hate any character because they're just unrealistic or stupid or anything like that. So, yeah, this show, definitely one of my favorites of the year. I'm glad we picked it up, and it ends up number two.
I think Tales of the Abyss, in all the times we've done this, that is the biggest gap we've had between how one of us felt, where one of us put it and where the other put it. I didn't dislike it. I just, I already said it. But okay, for second place for me. So when I was trying to decide between my first and second things, what I kind of looked at it was what I thought in terms of, because these were both shows I was really, I really liked. Then I was thinking, deciding which order to put them. I was like, okay, one of them I really liked, but also I'm kind of complained about despite liking it so much. The other one I just really liked. So, in second place, we have season one of ReZero. I mentioned that this was the other show I mentioned, this was the other show I mentioned where there were parts where we were watching it and I saw an episode. I was like, I got to see the next episode. So then I would tell you and say, hey, how about we watch another episode of ReZero? And then you would be like, okay. Mm-hmm. So that helped out. So that decided there. It might seem a little weird to mention that for JoJo and ReZero when it didn't happen for the first thing in first place, but that's because I had already seen it. But yes, with ReZero, season one was very fun. It was a series that it seemed I always had a lot of nitpicks with, but that never stopped me from enjoying it. In terms of that, this was very good. It's one of the reasons, that I am really hoping that we'll see an upswing in the second part of season two, because like I said, that's what the first season did. So, but whether or not the second season does that, the first season was very exciting to watch. I really enjoyed it, and that's how it got to be number two.
Okay, so number one is all we have left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so although it's obvious because it's been narrowed down, my number one, there are a few hills I will die on, and one of them is that Shangri-La is one of the greatest anime of all time. I still firmly believe it, even after watching it this time. I still believe this show is one of the greatest. And in fact, it's funny because this show, it compares favorably to a show like Evangelion, where if you go back and watch Evangelion, and you think, is this really everyone's favorite anime of all time? But this show stood up a whole lot better than that one. And I think every single character in this show is fantastic. I love that it takes on all these big topics that other anime are afraid to discuss, like transgender characters and different gender roles and global warming, climate change, nuclear things. It, you know, you know, even almost into a cryptocurrency type of thing where Karin's into. Shangri-La's way ahead of all other anime on all these topics. No one knows that he even exists. The only reason I know existed because I saw an advertisement on a game show panel that someone made on, someone did a game show at an anime con and did a advertisement for Shangri-La, and I was like, okay, I'll pick it up. And whenever I watched it, it was amazing. The first time, I still love it just as much. I'll never stop believing that this is one of the best anime of all time. It's in my top five. My top five include Evangelion, Monica Magica, Kill la Kill, and Princess Nine. And this is the other member of my favorite five, not counting movies. So, that's my number one, and it might be number one if we were to ask all time anime. So there you have it.
Well, for me, like I mentioned, I saw it before, and well, if you've been keeping track, you already know it. Last year, I made the comment that if we had both watched it and it had been eligible for the list, I would have put the second part of the third season of Attack on Titan as number one. Well, now I get my chance. It's number one. I really liked this. My opinion of it went down a little when we rewatched it for this. I didn't like it. I wasn't quite as thrilled, but admittedly, part of that might just be I'm rewatching it, and there aren't really many things, at least for me, that when I rewatch, I enjoy more. But this was, yes, I just enjoyed it. It was a good conclusion to everything. I liked pretty much the whole thing. I thought the backstory, the explanation of everything was interesting. And it's so interesting because I didn't really like the first season that much. I did like the second, including the second part of it. I liked that one more. And I did not care for the first half of the third season. But this part was, in my opinion, some of the best anime I've watched. I really loved it. And it always makes me a bit more miffed that the rest of Attack on Titan was never anywhere near this level. So much else of it I found like not that interesting, but this I really liked. I think a big reason is for, I guess, our differing. Well, we both agree that this was the best part of Attack on Titan, it seems.
Yeah.
Was the fact that I did have a lot more investment in the characters and such, but this was good. From what I remember of the manga, I did not like the stuff that happens after nearly as much, but it might work better in anime form. One of my problems is I thought the pacing after this was kind of bad, but apparently the anime has been going through stuff much faster than the manga did. I'm like, oh good, maybe this means we won't have to wait half a year to see a single major character again after this.
Mm-hmm.
You had to wait something like 6 chapters, and it was a monthly series, too. Okay, so that's them. I've actually, while we've been doing this, been calculating the stuff. Do you want to know what the rankings would be if I average what we gave for everything?
Sure.
All right, so in 19th place, we have Overlord. Tied for 17th and 18th place, we have Season 2 of ReZero and Assassination Classroom. Number 16 is Ghost in the Shell. Tied for 14 and 15 are Saga of Tanya the Evil and Yashahime. Tied for 12 and 13 are Chihayafuru and Excel World. Number 11 is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Number 10 is Tales of the Abyss. 9 is Dr. Stone. 8 is Black Clover. 6 and 7 are tied between Attack on Titan and Food Wars. Then we have a three-way tie for 3, 4, and 5 for Paranoid Agent, Isekai Quartet, and Shangri-La. And then number 2, Konosuba. Number 1, ReZero Season 1.
Yeah, I was going to guess it had Konosuba and ReZero had to be up at the top, because those are the only two we both had in our top five.
Yeah.
A little surprised at that list, but I don't think I'm ever going to become an Attack on Titan fan. I just don't think it's ever happening.
Well, here's like, it was
good, but it didn't win me over as a fan.
The weird thing is that I'm not even sure I consider myself that big a fan of Attack on Titan either. I just really love that one section of the series. It reminds me of when long ago I heard someone make the comment that people don't really like Death Note, because they're saying, well, look at it. People say, oh, I love Death Note. And they're like, okay, did you like the second half of it? No. Did you like the part? Did you like the Yotsuba group part? Well, not really. So really, you're saying you only liked a quarter of the series, is what that person was saying. Now, I actually did like the stuff with Yotsuba or whatever it was called. The one where I can't even say what it was, because I don't want to get into too big spoilers in the off chance anyone hasn't seen Death Note. But
well, yeah, I actually like both of those arcs you're mentioning. In fact, that end arc I almost liked as much as everything else in this show. I've never figured out why everyone hates the Near and Mellow arc. I thought it was thrilling all the way to the final scene, and that wouldn't be another one. That would be high up there, but I think I gave that a 9 out of 10. It didn't get a 10 out of 10, but yeah, Death Note definitely one of my favorite ever.
Oh, I don't even like disagree exactly. I'm just saying that you have a lot of people who say they like it, but then they just talk about how they don't like so much of the thing they say they really like. Yeah. I did not like Near and Mellow nearly as much. I didn't think it was as bad. It was as big a dip in quality as some claim, and I do think the ending was strong enough to make up for a bunch of that, but. But I guess that was my point with Attack on Titan. I really loved that one part. I also liked season 2, practically the whole thing, but other parts of it I did not like so much. But I really loved this one part. If I were to rank Attack on Titan as a whole, it would be quite a bit lower on this list.
Well, we got to come up with good stuff to watch next year, because we want to try to keep it up, because I look at my list and I like 18 out of 19 shows we watch, which is a big difference from past years where it was like I liked about half the shows we watched. So, we will have to figure out stuff. I have a Blu-ray here, I think. No, it's not here. I don't know where it is, but of what I plan on watching next. So we'll see what happens with that. And this year has sucked pretty bad, but at least the anime was pretty good.
Yeah, at least the ones we watched. Yeah. So, Toonami is coming back next this week. So, that'll be back. Then the week after that, that's when they start Attack on Titan, I think. Then the week after that, they're starting SSSS Gridman. We don't know what we'll be doing with that, because it's again falling into that, oh wow, this is kind of late to watch, but we'll at least watch a little of it and decide if we want to keep going with it. And then we've got in a few weeks we're going to be having more stuff to watch. We'll suddenly have Attack on Titan, and then we'll have ReZero, because I assume we're going back to that.
If we have to, yeah.
Okay. So, well, this has been our end of the year podcast of Toonami Therapy. That was our list. Don't know if the people listening to us agreed or disagreed. It seemed we had some very diverging opinions about some of the things.
Wait, aren't we going to give our top three?
Well, the only thing that we watched was we didn't really watch anything other than the new episode of Yashahime. So number one, Yashahime. Number two, Yashahime. Number three, Yashahime. It is simultaneously the best and the worst. It is middle of the road. It is everything and nothing. It is infinity itself.
Okay. Is that it?
I think that's it. You can find all our previous episodes at tsunamitherapy.podbean.com. Hopefully next year will be as good of a year for anime as this. Although I kind of get the feeling that it probably won't because Well, actually, the reason I was about to say it wasn't is because I was thinking, well, everyone thought 2020 was terrible, so maybe it was just a flip side and everything else was bad, but then we did great with the anime. But then I'm just thinking, uh-oh, if the anime is as good or better, does that mean 2021 will be as bad or worse?
Got a feeling 21 is going to be a good year. So.
Well... we'll see by the end. That'll because that would be 2021. I'm suddenly trying to think if that's like a notable year in any science fiction stuff. Let's see. There's 2001. Then there was 2010. The sequel to A Space Odyssey. What was the next one? Wasn't it 2061? I don't think they made a movie out of that one.
You forgot 2012.
Okay, yeah, 2012. Oh, yeah, of course, that one. There's a movie of that also.
And 2015 was Evangelion, and sadly, that didn't come to pass.
Let's see. Was 2015, when you say, was that the year of I can't remember...
Third Impact occurred on January 1st, 2016. Okay. So all the events of Evangelion happened in the year 2015.
Okay, so that was Third Impact. Okay, because I was trying to remember, okay, was the big thing that happened beforehand First or Second Impact? Okay, that was Second Impact because the first... Okay, it has been so long since I've seen Evangelion. How many times did they say that? I can't remember if it was second or third that they were talking about. I kind of wonder if there's like going to be some list of big stuff that happened in fiction in 2021. I don't know. Well, we'll find out, I suppose. Anyway, so once again, this has been Toonami Therapy, and we're just mumbling at this point, so we'll see you next week.
Bye.